I pledge
allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you to Mrs. Swagel's class from Hallett Elementary. She's a third grade teacher there. That was her last Friday. She's had the whole week. Her class has had the whole week of the pledge. And if you'd like to get your classroom in on the pledge, just record it. Do it on your phone. Super easy. Then you can send it to pledge@jayandkevin.com.
It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
Mother finds a venomous snake in her three-year-old's underwear drawer.
Ooh. Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James.
Well, hi, Kevin.
Hello, Kevin.
Hi. Hey.
Well, I have a proposal story for you guys that is really something else, but I started thinking, and maybe we've discussed it, and I just don't remember. We've been together on the air for a long time, all of us, here on the Friday show. Yeah. Do you guys remember how you proposed to your wives? That made it sound like you have, like you had numerous wives. Little, what it meant was,
yeah.
Any of you remember how you proposed to your wife?
Yeah, collectively you were saying, yeah, I understand.
Yeah.
Fellas, that was a lot of silence there.
I don't know if
no recollection, really.
Yeah, was it just an assumption? I don't know.
You just
it was an assumption.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think that's a bad idea.
We've done this long enough.
Yeah. Well, I gave her a promise ring, and she had it for probably a year and a half.
Okay.
And I was getting ready to leave on vacation.
Oh, so, I see.
By myself on my motorcycle, and she said, she took it off and gave it to me, and she goes, well, apparently this doesn't mean anything, so you need to think about it.
Oh, whoa. Yeah. So yeah. I'm guessing it was after a motorcycle ride.
Wow.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, okay. I mean, you know, why bother the cow when you're getting the milk for free?
Right? That's what they say.
Yeah. What is that? I don't know. I don't have no idea.
No, that was good.
Bruce.
The song, is he?
I don't know. And much recollection of that, Bruce?
Well, it's 47 years ago.
Yeah. You remembered where your car was parked yesterday.
Well,
you know, baby steps.
Right,
yeah. No.
Said we might as well get married, I guess. So.
One of those real romantic, wrote it in the sky
very
things.
Very romantic, yeah.
Monty, any recollection?
Yeah, I remember.
Oh, good. All right. Yeah.
That's care as to far share as it goes. It?
Okay. Yeah,
No. No, it was funny. I had one of Kelly's rings taken into town to get cleaned. She wanted it cleaned. And I brought it back, quote unquote, brought it back, but it wasn't.
Different ring.
It was a different ring.
And
I literally just threw it on the bed and say, how about it?
How about it?
Wow, that's money.
A lot of romance.
That's the money. Hey, how about it? Hey.
Well, she put it on. She's like,
sneaky
yes.
Mom.
You sneaky mom.
She goes, what, we're going to a movie? Or what do you mean?
Yeah.
I'm sure I said something more than how about it.
Yeah. I get it.
Well, from you, Monty, I would. Go ahead,
listen
Kev.
To this story about an engagement, okay?
Okay.
A Baltimore couple. Same kind of deal. They've been dating for a while. Old Rachel is her name.
Rachel.
And his name is,
not Rachel.
Ross?
Hilarious. Good one, Steve.
Steve. 1 point.
Rashad. I wanted to get it right because I knew it was a cool name, and I wanted to make sure I said it
Rashad
right.
Rashad and Rachel. Wow.
Rashad and Rachel, wow. R&R. Mm. Now,
RV
they
food drive
had both
coming up
been
October 7th.
For quite a while and decided, you know what? I think it's time. It's time we should get married. That's what Rashad thought in his head. And Rachel thought, listen, this is like warning Bruce. I might as well just tell him we're doing it.
Right.
And so she decided she was going to propose.
Okay.
They are at one of their favorite concerts, Modest Mouse.
Oh, yeah.
You know Modest Mouse.
So good.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Very good stuff.
Isn't that Modest's nickname?
Who?
Monty's nickname?
Monty's nickname is Modest Mouse.
Yeah.
Modest Mouse Monty.
Warren, what do you come up with this weird
song? I don't know.
So they're there at the concert. They also have Rachel's 16-year-old daughter with them.
Oh.
And so she knew what was up. She knew mom was going to propose to Rashad. So she's filming it. And as she films mom getting down on one knee, basically begging him, like, God, could we please get married already? He just bursts into laughter. And she's like, what? Yeah. And then he drops to one knee and pulls the ring out of his pocket.
Oh, samesies.
Like, I had the same thing planned for tonight.
Wow.
That was a great video, though. Yeah.
Absolutely shocked. She said, we were so shocked we both forgot to say yes. We just hugged each other and cried.
Oh, that's
we're
cool.
So happy.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Oh. That's nice.
Oh. Well, congratulations now, to both of them and Modest Mouse.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The best part is the daughter.
Oh, Monty was there, too.
Sorry.
Oh, I'm coming to see you.
Oh, don't be sorry.
No, I'm coming to see you in a minute.
Well done.
The daughter knew it was up because both mom and the boyfriend had
told her
that makes
sense.
Was going on.
Because they say wanted to film it. Yeah.
Film this, whatever. Yeah, so she knew and kept it secret.
That's great.
Played it off very well.
That is awesome.
That's kind of fun. That's a fun one.
Yeah, can you imagine the daughter when whichever one was first, you know, and you're like, okay, yeah. Second one, hey, could you film? You're thinking, what? Well, this is going to be great.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a cool story. Yeah.
Pretty fun.
Thank you, Kevin. Thank you, Modest Mouse. Thank you, Monty. Thank you, Steve.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Kevin is working from home. He can't see your gestures.
I cannot. Oh,
that's right. Hey, Kevin, can you see this gesture?
Kevin James.
Oh, hey.
Thumbs up, I bet.
It is. It was an emoji.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Best behavior, fellas. Hey, straighten up. Straighten up, fly right. Get your headphones on.
Is mom on the phone?
Yep.
Oh, all
so
right.
So straighten up a little bit here.
Straighten up.
Kevin, same to you, Kevin.
Karen Bell.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm, you know where he's here.
Right. Your mom's on the phone. Kevin, you want to say hi to your mom? Oh, see, look, she's already yelling at you. Hi.
Hello, Mom.
Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Bambi.
Hi, sweetie. How are you?
Oh, babe. Let me tell you, I'm doing great. I just get it out of the way with my mom because I know she's going to ask, and so I will just tell her the thing she told me yesterday that couldn't happen, happened.
Uh-oh.
Amelia's sick. Sadie's sick. I'm sick. Only Tyler, the man of steel, is running around with bleach bottles cleaning this house.
Yeah.
Smart man, let me tell you.
Yeah, there you go.
No, he's captain safety, always has you, been.
That's correct, yeah.
Captain safety.
You taught him, didn't you, Karen?
Well, I don't know if I've taught him or not, but he certainly is captain safety.
I love it.
I want to give you all the credit.
Yeah, that's right. Spray everything down.
Mm-hmm. So you two are in Dollywood. Where did the... why Dollywood? How did this one happen?
Well, Bambi's son, Jeremy, had gone to Dollywood, and then Lois's son, Denny, had gone to Dollywood, and we were thinking someplace to go, and we thought, let's try it. And we have had a fantastic time. You cannot believe all there is to do here.
Wow,
the whole
awesome.
Town of Sevierville, however they say that one, mm-hmm. and then it goes right into Pigeon Forge, and then it goes into Gatlinburg. And all of them is just this long thing of anything you ever wanted to do, you can do here.
Really?
Yes. It's incredible. And the weather's been 90 degrees.
What?
Do they have it decorated for like Halloween?
Yes. That's kind of fun. Yeah.
And your mother climbed on top of the pumpkin stack, and the police had to come.
Oh, God.
The police had to ask for the plane to quit crawling on stuff.
Is that right? My goodness.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, but we've had a great time. But one of the...
Anyway, Karen moved right past that.
Let's get past that.
You will be surprised at, but I went on one of the roller coasters.
Good for you, Karen.
Did?
Nice.
It was a fast one, let me tell you. And then it stops, and then it backs up and goes backwards for a ways, and you're going, oh, no. I'm done, and I'm going, you can't get off until it stops.
Nice.
When we got off, people clapped, and they did the bunk fist with us, and all kinds of stuff. It was crazy. Your mother said, oh, I don't really like to ride rides. And the first one we came to that was that one. Oh, let's go. Okay. I'm the rider, right?
That is great.
You know, I'm telling you, your mother doesn't act like she does at home. Trust me.
Yeah,
she gets a little wild out there in the wild in nature.
Yeah.
Hey, but last night we went to, it's called the Pirate Show. Uh-huh. It was a dinner show and theater. It was awesome. You had these, they did a pirate story, of course, about the one team trying to beat the other team and trying to get the treasures and blah, 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 blah. Anyway, but the food was excellent, and the actors, there was so many acrobatic-type acts that they did.
Oh,
you know,
wow.
Arrow-type things and whatever. Right. I mean, they were incredible.
Really?
It was really awesome. Yeah, it was well worth it.
Karen, did they say arg?
Yes, they did.
Nice.
Arg.
Why wouldn't they?
All the time, yeah. And the big main, you know, Captain Hook, he was a big burlesque guy. And, oh, yeah, he was great.
Excuse me? He was a burlesque guy?
Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. This is you're at Dollywood, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Huh. Yeah. We're leaving. We leave Dollywood. We're gonna move tomorrow into Gatlinburg, and then we're going to the Dollywood Stampede dinner show tomorrow night.
Right.
Nice.
Tonight we go to a comedy show.
Right.
Oh boy.
Oh.
Why do I feel like you might end up on stage the way things are going?
Yeah.
Right. That your mother got us roped into this. She went in to get the tickets for the Pirates, and all of a sudden she's in there a long time. You know how she is with strange people. And
just a minute. I want to add something right here. That is, everything she's saying is her. So just believe it's,
okay.
It's Bambi doing all this. Mm-hmm. Okay. There you go. Go ahead, Bambi.
So I'm waiting in the car. I'm waiting. A half hour passes. So I go in and I say, well, what are you doing? And she is hooked up with this guy that is trying to sell her to a timeshare thing.
Oh, no.
I kept telling him, no, I'm not interested. I was just getting ready to leave. And Bambi comes in, and who says, oh, sure, we'll do it to get the freebie stuff. And
I'm going,
I didn't think she'd ever do that.
But I made sure.
We just,
you know, I told him, I've done this so many times because, you know, my friend has a timeshare, and he's like 17 years older than me, and he's really old. He's crippled, and he can't walk anymore. And so he just sends me off on these adventures. Well, I've been to Disneyland so many times and to these timeshare things. I wanted the little Mickey Mouse $100 credit card, right?
Yeah.
So So I've been in there like six times, and finally they said, will you please not come back?
You wore out the timeshare guy.
I like that.
That's unusual.
I didn't know that was possible.
To the blurb where you get the Mickey Mouse credit.
Hey, Mom, what would you like to say to the St. John Lutheran Church and
Kevin.
The community that is listening this morning?
I took care of it,
for
Kevin.
For your language.
I am so sorry.
That's priceless.
I am usually so careful when I'm on the air, but Bambi gets me so wound up.
She does.
Yeah. She does. You guys are wound up.
Don't worry, Karen. We have a magic button for that.
Yeah, and you're 3 hours ahead of time, so you guys are already, into your day. When is this train ride? I'm kind of interested in the train ride, which is which day?
Monday, we're going to go up to the Smoky Mountains.
Oh, man.
Oh, nice.
I'm an old-fashioned train.
This team needs a can of Spam.
These guys would be great with the Spam.
You know, I should have brought one with me. That would have been awesome.
Yeah, dang it.
Smoky Mountains, Dollywood, train rides.
Missed opportunity, yeah.
So glad you guys. You
know, Kevin, to be just real, Dolly is a national treasure here in Tennessee. And when you go to that park, there's a lot of spiritual stuff going on. It's just wonderful. A lot of bluegrass and it's wonderful.
No, that's
it
awesome.
Really, yeah, it does seem like it. I mean, the place has been around for how many ever years, and it does not seem like it's going out of business anytime soon because it's just that great. People love it.
Tanya Safford just texted me. She said she's dying of laughter listening to me.
Join the crowd.
Yeah, that's ratings just went up.
Mothers don't act like they do in front of their children. When we get out of town, you know, they're
much different.
Well, you're supposed to have fun. That's the way it works. Yeah. Just enjoy.
We are having a great time.
That is awesome.
That's awesome.
Well, I mean, if you don't mind, maybe we'll check in with you next week. When do you guys come back?
We fly out on Tuesday.
Oh, Tuesday. Okay. Well, either way, we'll call you. Maybe pray for us. Yeah. Consider it done.
Hey, hopefully we fly out Tuesday. You know, our plane was totally delayed and whatever.
Bad one. You guys are supposed to get in like mid-afternoon, and you didn't get there till 2 a.m.?
Yeah, exactly. We checked out to the motel, 2 a.m. Yep.
Ooh-wee.
That's terrible. Did you go right to the bar then, or...
Oh, no, we went right to bed.
Same thing.
Thank you, guys. You guys have been great. Hopefully we can get a hold of you next week, or we'll catch you when you get back, okay?
Okay. Thank you, guys.
See you guys.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Oh, my goodness gracious, Kevin. Kevin?
Yeah?
If you could have seen the facial expressions of the gentleman in the studio when your mother...
Dropped it.
Accidentally slipped an interesting word into the conversation that I had to delete.
And she did it the great way where she said it, but like she was like, oh, you know, like, oh.
Right. Like it just kind of.
Like it wasn't even,
It wasn't a thing. It was just part of her normal conversation.
Yeah. That was.
She was worked up, man.
Yeah. She was well.
Bambi really works.
Yeah. Bambi gets her all into it.
She gets her going.
That's so
They're
funny.
Quite the pair, those two. You know, I guess Dollywood is huge, too. And so I asked them, they were talking about renting the...
Scooters
to get around.
Oh, my.
And they did that, and they said it made it so much more fun because they're like,
sure,
we just whipped around that park all day and saw everything. She's like, there's no way. She's like, walking around the whole day would have just been... You know, day after day.
That's too much.
It's been as much fun.
Yeah,
so
good for them.
I was glad that they did that and had fun with it. And I'm sure they had fun with it. I mean, for some reason, I picture balloon animals on their head.
You just missed that conversation with Kevin's mom and her friend Bambi. I'll just recap it for you. Karen was told by the police to get off of a pile of pumpkins she had climbed onto.
She's doing a pumpkin crawl.
She does not like rides, but yet she rode a roller coaster, got a standing ovation from those waiting to get on the roller coaster. She went to a pirate show that it contained a burlesque guy, and then she dropped a four-letter word on the air.
Yeah.
Doesn't fall far from the tree, Kevin.
And almost bought a timeshare.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Oh, it's real tall and it leans. It's a building.
He's a leaning tower.
Kevin James.
Okay, maybe it doesn't lean. It's a...
what?
Eiffel Tower?
Yes.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
By the way, in entertainment news, Warren, I thought about you this week when Brooks and Dunn announced a tour.
I heard that.
Yeah, I was thinking you would be one of the guys that maybe would like to go to that.
Oh, I'd love it.
Now, who was that?
Have you seen Brooks and Dunn before? I know you've seen them, right?
Yeah, some at the Spokane.
Yeah.
It was before it was the arena.
At the Boone Street Barn?
Oh, no, it was the arena.
Oh, okay. All right.
No, I haven't seen them live.
You've never seen them live? Oh, my gosh. I feel like the perfect guy to go to that.
Oh, it was a good show.
Yeah.
I'll bet it was.
So no dates near us yet, but I think they're going to add some.
Good.
So hopefully, they'll be coming to our area.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Kevin, I just wanted to tell you, excuse me, stopped at Costco yesterday.
Ah. Yeah.
Big event.
Yeah. Well, it's a regular event for me.
Okay.
So I get there and I saw, I don't know, there's probably like, maybe there was four people that I ended up talking to that were, you know, had listened or whatever the case was. And then a couple people have asked, you know, hey, how's Kevin? You know, because Kevin has mentioned that he's not feeling that great,
right,
and he's, you know, at home broadcasting, et cetera, et cetera. And you know me, Kevin, if it's not my story to tell, I don't tell the story.
Sure, yeah, but you have free reign of any story. You can just make stuff up. I don't care, yeah.
Maybe I'll get some help from Bambi on that one.
Kevin's in Hawaii. Yeah.
So, you know, I just say, Kevin, he's not feeling great. You know, he's been kind of sick, and I don't get into a lot of details about it.
Sure.
So anyway, I see like this, I go and I do my quick shopping and I swing by where the food is. You know, they have the little, food court, even though it's only one place.
Hot dogs and pizza slices.
Yeah, and salads and all the other stuff they got there. And so I see this lady and she's there and she's a listener and she's with someone and she's like, Jay, how are you? I said, oh, good, good. And she says, this is my friend. And I won't say her name, but she says, this is my friend. And I go, hi. And she goes, and the lady who listens goes, this is Jay. And the other lady obviously did not listen. And she goes, she just stared at me for a second, kind of blank looking. And then the lady goes, Jay from Jay and Kevin. Still staring.
Still nothing.
Yeah, blank looking. Yeah, doing the
still
thing.
Still got nothing.
No, still zero. So I put my hand out and she goes, I don't know you. And I said, oh, no, I know. I said, it's fine. And she goes, yeah, I don't listen. I go, oh, it's fine. You know, it doesn't matter, whatever. Yeah. And she was nice, but she was just like unimpressed.
Letting you know.
Yeah, just letting you know that, whatever. And so then the lady who listens goes, how's Kevin? I go, well, you know, guys, he's been sick. Doggone thing's just hanging on, you know. Yeah. And the other lady goes, you should give him some Tylenol.
Oh.
And I go, oh, like that. And it's just like that, Kevin. And she goes, you know, it's on sale today. And she's kind of looking over my shoulder toward where the pharmacy part is. And I go, oh, yeah. I go, well, you know, he's a little past Tylenol, I think. She goes, well, it's Kirkland brand, but it's the same thing.
I love it. Oh, my goodness.
And I'm like, I go, yeah.
Does she have a little vest on? Is it Costco employee?
I thought maybe she was one of the sample people. You know,
right. Yeah,
you
know, right. Here's some free Tylenol.
And I go, yeah, I think he might be past Tylenol. She goes, well, I think ibuprofen's on sale, too. And I go, yeah, I said, and as I was just about to say, I think the doctor, she goes, you know, my husband and I were sick for 2 weeks. All we took was Tylenol. We got better.
Is that right?
And I thought, well, I go, you know, I think he went to the doctor, and the doctor's got him hooked up. She's like, oh, okay. And then the other lady.
This is the non-listener.
The non-listener lady. So then the listener lady, she looks and she goes, she probably has heard us talk about, you know, Costco food before. She goes, you getting a Costco dog? I go, no, I'm just getting a drink. Because, you know, they have those, like, coffee drinks and stuff there. Yeah. And the other lady goes, they sell alcohol at the Costco?
Is this a real person?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. This lady's into booze and pills.
I don't know, maybe they should. And right as I said, maybe they should, the listener lady said, maybe they should. And I go, they probably sell a hell of a lot more Tylenol. And I just walked away. I was like... So, Kevin, I think the key is Tylenol.
Tylenol.
I'd go Kirkland.
You know what? I am going to try it. I think I have some Tylenol in the cupboard, so I will go grab that, and see how it does.
That is the takeaway from today.
Yeah, apparently that's all you need. It's all you need.
Yeah.
Whatever you got. She was just trying to help.
Well, yeah.
And I do appreciate it.
And it's on sale.
Yeah, and it's on sale, guys. You 500 gel caps for like $12. I'm like, that is a heck of a deal.
And then you go,
heck of a deal, Jay.
Well, what about the stitches?
I was a little confused, but... Also, maybe they should sell alcoholic beverages at Costco.
Yes.
Imagine the line waiting for the corn dogs or hot dogs or whatever they got going on there. Holy smokes. Woo. That'd be great. All right, Kev, I'll get you some Tylenol today at Costco.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Some Tylenol.
It'll be all better.
I can run down. Well, I can't do it now. They're not open till 10.
What were you going to do?
I was going to run and get him some now.
Oh, get him now. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, you can't get there.
Leave it on the curb.
World record, and I don't know. Does anybody know how many Imodium you can take in 24 hours.
Ooh, if only there was a search engine.
Hmm. There was some way to find that out.
Huh.
That I want to see what it says.
I don't know if you can... is that searchable?
Everything is.
How many Imodium can you take in 24
hours? Adults and teenagers,
the
usual dose is 2 tablets.
Look up the Brazilian armor spider.
This guy
works. Find anything.
Yeah, I'm not going to use all the words just because it's gross, but... 2 to start with, Kevin, then 1 after you have another thing, and then no more than 4 in 24 hours.
There you go. There,
let's more than 4. Okay. So I had some from the doctor, which I didn't even know they could do. But
what, do they have special ones that are like more high-powered?
I guess.
May want to pare down that 4 then.
You could do 8 in 24 hours.
Oh,
geez.
And I did it. Still didn't work.
You try some Tylenol?
Yeah, really.
Tylenol should fix it.
Maybe that would work.
Did you ever do that? You go to the doctor and it'd be like, they're like, oh, take some whatever, you know, take ibuprofen. And you're like, oh, okay. And should I just take the 2? Because, you know, like it says 2 on the bottle or whatever. And they're like, you can take 4. I'm like, what? Well, you're just basically telling us to ignore everything we're reading on this bottle.
Isn't that something?
Yeah. Well, you know, safety first.
How about that?
My granddaughter has wandered into the room now who... is going to miss her first day of school because she's sick. She just said, I have to tell you something. What do you have to tell me? What happened?
Grandma said
you
the
puked
S
last
word.
Night. Oh. I know. You did.
Oh, dang it.
You had a long night.
Oh, man. That's That's rough on the kids. You just feel like that.
Yeah, and you're being loud, so you woke her up.
Right.
There's nothing quite like, man, nothing makes you feel lower as a, you know, grandparent, parent, when you get the kids sick.
Oh, and man, yeah. Like, look what you've done.
Oh, as much as 2 days ago I was begging for anything for me to feel better, and now I'm just like, don't care. Just make her feel, feel better.
That's so true.
It's not necessarily your fault, though.
Yeah.
Maybe. Oh, it is.
Yeah, yeah. No, it is.
100%. Yeah.
It's always is.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
You fall in love and you're like, oh, Joe, you're so amazing. What is your last name? That's Joe Pincher. That doesn't sound terrible.
No.
Kevin James.
Different. You, when you marry Penny, it is.
Is there a Penny Pincher in the building? Penny Pincher, please come to the customer service desk.
I stand up and walk up there. Right. I'm sorry, what?
17 people walk up.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The name of the game is Carry On.
Carry on.
All right, we're going to carry on. Steve, you want to sort of explain it so maybe they can, or Kevin, you can, one or the other, kind of explain it to see if we can clarify.
Explain it to
how
Warren.
To play the game.
Probably be a good idea.
Yeah. Explain it.
Kevin, you want me to get this one?
Take it away, Steve.
All right, so basically, thank you, Kevin. Basically, we start with a word. And we go person to person, but you have to continue on with the first you have to connect the words, basically.
It has to have some sort of relation to the previous word.
Okay.
I think the example we used was the time when we said taco, and then the next person said bell, and the next person said liberty, and then Warren said meat, and that was...
Yeah, I do
remember
that.
He was stuck on taco.
Yeah.
I was stuck with taco.
Yeah. So you just want to make it, it just has to all link together.
Yes.
Okay, we're all squared up?
Single words, or...
Yeah.
Single words is probably the best.
Yes,
yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Yes, good.
Let's do that.
Let's choose our order here. You want to just go...
Start with Steve, go to Bruce?
No, let's have you do it, Monty. You go first. We'll go around. Kevin, you can go right after Warren, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so in other words, here we go, guys. He'll have the word. Monty will be first, then you, Bruce, then you, Warren, then Kevin, then me, and then we'll keep on. We'll see if we can do multiple circles.
Wow, that'd be so cool.
And we're doing it, so, I mean, I don't know. Normally, I think you try to stump the guy behind you. Let's just see if we can get through a full circle.
Okay. Yeah.
That's a good goal, Jay.
That's fair, is it not?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm ready.
Well, this seems appropriate considering the day.
Okay.
Let's start with Friday.
Oh, ooh. I thought I got to pick a...
No, got Friday, Warren. Friday,
Monty.
Start?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you start.
Oh, Saturday.
Oh, please. Don't do it. Don't do it, Bruce. Don't do it.
Night.
Yeah.
Okay, Saturday night, yeah.
Morning. That doesn't do it, does it?
Yeah, it does.
I mean...
Because it went live.
Do.
Oh. Mountain.
Do.
No, you are. Dude's already used. You can't
No, you can't use this word again.
No, a different one.
No.
Can we buzz skiing.
Them? What was it?
Skiing. Yeah.
Snow.
Lift. Lift. Good job, Warren. Lift, Kevin.
Oh, that was to me. Lift weights.
Okay.
Bench.
Press.
Coeur d'Alene.
Coeur d'Alene press. That's hilarious.
That was awesome.
That's hilarious.
That was a good one.
Oh, I say I want to end it right there and do a new word. That was amazing.
That was well awesome. Done. Well done.
Lake.
Well
done. Lake would have been good, Bart. Yeah, yeah. Bruce with the Coeur d'Alene press for the win. Give us another word, Steve. Monty, you want to start again? Let's go the same order. We'll keep it simple.
Okay.
All right. Let's start this one with, let's do king.
King.
Okay. Arthur.
Godfrey.
That's a Godfrey. Good luck, Warren.
Who?
Oh, I'm in trouble.
Yeah.
That's a Godfrey.
Gilbert?
Yes, he is. Gilbert, yeah.
There you go. Kevin?
Grape.
Oh.
Yeah.
Gilbert grape.
Gilbert grape.
Oh.
Good.
Fruit.
Strawberry.
Patch.
Strawberry patch. Very nice, Bruce. Yeah.
Tire.
I like it.
Okay.
Bicycle.
Bicycle, yeah. Oh, spokes. Good luck. You go. I'm giving you a
memory view.
Yeah!
There it is. They all end the in the newspaper.
Munn Review, spokesman review. I'm like, please, Monty, get the fact.
I knew where you were going with that.
All the newspapers have now been covered.
That was a softball. Thank you, Jay.
Round three, Steve.
All right, let's do dollar.
Ooh, dollar. Okay, over to you, Monty.
Store.
Bought.
Store bought. Okay, okay, I like it. Yeah.
Row.
Robot. No, I'm robot.
Robot. I like it. Yeah. I think we have to go with it.
Robot. Oh man.
Sure, Kevin, after row, what do you got?
That's horrible.
Boat.
Right. Exactly. Let's see, I'm trying to twist this. Sink.
Dishwasher.
Okay.
Amana.
Amana. Oh, wow. Throwing the brand names at us. He's whipping out name brands, guys. Good luck with that one, Warren.
Yeah. Appliance.
Nice. Oh,
yes.
Warren. Wow.
Kevin.
Dryer.
Washer. I mean, it seemed like the obvious one.
Bolt.
Oh, I get it. A bolt and a washer. Yeah, I like what you changed up there. Bolt to you, Bruce. Say Hussein. Hussein Bolt. No, get it? He's the fastest man in the world, Warren. Yeah, you knew that. Yeah.
Nut.
Just say your own name.
Warren.